Everyone, please quiet down.
Now, from now until we leave at 4 o'clock, there'll be no talking, unless you're a parrot. If you're a parrot, you can talk. Because we're going to have some time. We'll be speaking some. We'll be glorifying Brinda Devi and speaking something about Brinda Devi. And then we'll have some time for prayerful japa. So, again, the purpose of not talking isn't that we're against speaking at all, because we wish to speak always about Krishna. But right now, in this special time here at Vrindakund, we want to make the attempt to enter deeply into a serving mood, a prayerful serving mood towards the holy names and the holy Dham and the holy dust of Vrindavan. And everyone should turn off their mobile phones, which aren't supposed to be here. Next retreat, we'll also ask everyone to put their cameras away, because I've even had to perform that great austerity of not taking my camera with me, because it pushes one outside, and at this particular time, it is so valuable. It is so valuable that it's practically inestimably valuable, because we can take a big step forward in our Krishna consciousness. We can do years and years and lifetimes perhaps of advancement just today, what to speak of over the next 6 days. If we can just become a little clearer about what is worthy of desiring. So just to bring us to where we are, please just, and remember, from now on until we leave, no speaking, until we're actually on the buses, then we can talk and have kirtan. But just listen and see what the sounds of Vrindavan offer our ears. And I'm not going to comment. See how many different sounds you can hear. Just listen to the sounds in holy Vrindakund. See if you can offer your own prayer at this time. To Brinda Devi. I would like to tell a little bit about Vrinda Devi's glories, and just for 5 minutes or so, so that we know the Mahimas, the glories of this place, and then we will chant Japa together here. We will stay together. We will have Srimati Vrinda Devi as Tulasi Devi there, and afterwards we will do a few devotional activities. You will see. Everything in the world of matter is manifested by Maya Devi, and everything in the spiritual world is created by, or manifested, or orchestrated, or controlled by Yoga Maya, the inner energy. Here Maya, Mahamaya works, in the spiritual world, Yoga Maya works. Now, behind these tremendous energies is personalities who direct the workings of these energies. In the spiritual world, Purnamasi is directing the ongoings, the stream of activities, of leelas. And in the material world, Durga Devi is directing it, who is a reflection only of Purnamasi. So Purnamasi, in order to arrange the divine pastimes of the spiritual world, has one expansion, you would say it, 8-day camp, or a right-hand personality, who's also an expansion. It's the Leela Shakti, represented by Srimati Vrinda Devi. To bring Vrinda Devi's function and personality a little bit more into our awareness, I would love to tell you what Vrinda Devi's services in the spiritual world are. Vrinda Devi, for instance, maintains the forests of Vrindavan like a pleasure garden, where the divine couple find flower-bearing trees. Then the divine couple want to swing, use swings. Vrinda Devi has put the swings there. When the divine couple want to drink honey wine, yes, they do that. then Srimati Vrinda Devi has her go-downs, where the goblets, golden goblets, are, and she has her supply of honey wine. Srimati Vrinda Devi has the cloths, the bathing cloths, which Radha and Krishna dress themselves when they bathe at Radhakund. And Srimati Vrinda Devi is constantly in Vrindavan Dham arranging for the necessities of the Leela. Constantly she is engaged in this particular activity, in this particular pastime. Srimati Vrinda Devi, in order to do this, has a, I will say it in a funny way, a secret intelligence service, or you could say almost a postal service. She has trained an army of 100,000 of the best of parrots, who have all their disciples, who fly to and fro carrying messages as they are necessary for the flow of the divine pastimes. Srimati Vrinda Devi is so much controlling the flow of Leela that even Krishna is sometimes amazed by how the Leela continues, and he has given up his own independence and is just thinking of Vrinda Devi's arrangements. Once Krishna came late to an appointed meeting,
want to give you an example. And when he came to later the appointed meeting, the gates of the Kunya, where Radharani was waiting, were guarded by Lalita and Vishakha, who told Krishna, "Get lost! You were at another gopi's place, Chandravali. You are simply not qualified to meet our Sakhi. You are black in your heart and black in your body." At that time, Krishna went to the Yamuna, put down his crown and his golden ornament, and in great anguish and pain started to roll in the sands of the Yamuna. You know, when you're when there's great distress, in olden times, queens had their crying chambers where they would go in loose-fitting clothes and throw themselves onto the ground and then really cry and lament and go hysterical. If you really want to express suffering, you need to throw yourself on your ground. I always say this to those who are telling, "I'm suffering so much." I said, "You have not seen you rolling on the ground with suffering. You are not really nearly there." This is luxury suffering. So Krishna was not in luxury suffering. He could not bear the thought of not meeting Radharani. So he put his feather crown on the ground, everything there, and rolled and cried and wetted the sand with his tears. Then Vrinda Devi said, "It said, Syam, do you want to know how to meet Radha?" "Yes," said Syam. "Yes, if you can tell me a way." Vrinda Devi then told him and took full command over him. "You have to disguise yourself. First, your locks have to go away. Then your flute have to go away. Your yellow dhoti has to go away, a saffron dhoti has to come, and shaved up like anything, you can come as sannyasi to Radharani's kunj and sing one song. I will teach you." Krishna had to learn singing, and when the Devi learned, taught him the song, "Oh Radha, once you were mad after Krishna's love, now you have closed your gates, but now Krishna is mad to attain your love." This was the song. So Lord Krishna shortly meditated, and vroom, his hair was gone. Vroom, his dhoti was gone. His sannyasi dhoti was there. His flute was gone. And instead there were cartels, and he sang through the forest of Vrindavan, "Oh Radha, once you wanted Krishna's love, now Krishna wants your love." And singing this song, he came to the kunj of Radha. Radha heard this heart-rendering song. She asked the Sakis, "Who's singing this very good song?" "Krishna wants my love. This is a very good song at this moment." "Oh, some sannyasi." "Oh, very good." Then Lalita had an idea. He went to the sannyasi and said, "Sannyasi Thakur, are you able to read the future? Can you say if my mistress will ever meet Krishna again?" "Yes, I'm very expert in reading future. This is my specialty," said Krishna in the disguise of that golden colored sannyasi. I forgot to say the black color had to also go here to take a golden form. So they brought him inside the kunj. You must know that the kunj of Vrindavan have two departments. One is a veranda-like department, which is shaded, like here, with flower-bearing trees. And from this area, the veranda, the divine couple overlooks the beautiful scenery of Vrindavan, who serves the divine couple, for instance, with the breezes which move the arms of the trees, so that it appears that the trees of an arctic to Radha and Krishna. And Radha and Krishna stay in that outer department of the Kunsh to receive that artik and other things. But they have an inner department, which is for pastimes where the divine couple wants to be in private. Radha was sitting in the inner department, and Lalita and Vishakha brought that golden colored Krishna in the inner compartment. At that time, Radharani felt something. But she did not speak, because Radha will not speak to anyone else than Krishna. Lalita and Vishakha asked, "So now, can you read the hand of our Sakhi and tell her future?" And they took the hand and were just about to give the hand to that sannyasi's hand, but Krishna was very clever. He said, "I'm a sannyasi, I cannot touch a woman. You should know this, you very, very simple village folk. Then how can you read the future? One reads the future from the lines of the hand." "No, no, no," said Krishna. "The expert read from the lines of the head. That's my expertise." But yes, but then the gopi said, "But our Sakhi cannot look into the eyes of another man." Sannyasi said, "I'm renounced. There is no problem of attachment. You are always thinking in your village terms. Attachment, men, women, all this." So they lifted the veil of Radha. Radha looked in the eyes of that sannyasi. And when the eyes met, it's described, when the eyes of the divine couple meet, then they meet. So, and they met really. Krishna transformed his form, his Gauranga form, golden colored form, without flute and locks and shaved up, into the fully hair style of Krishna, with black color of body, yellow dhoti, and Radharani sat like this, and was very happy to receive Krishna. So this was orchestrated by Brinda Devi. This is very important, that she brought together, as an expansion of Yoga Maya, she brought Krishna and Radha together. Brinda Devi appears in this world as Srimati Tulasi Devi, who you can see here, and she also is able to bring us together to with Krishna. That's her function, that's her duty, that's her delegated potency. There's a prayer which we will soon read, which says, "Those who are devoid of devotion to Lord Hari and who are thrown by their offenses into the waves of lust and other inauspicious qualities may take shelter of you, because Brinda Devi then takes us and by the hand or by the neck or by the dhoti or the sari or wherever she takes us. Mostly she takes us by the heart and brings us and ushers us in." Remember yesterday Bhurijam Prabhu talked about liminal space and gave an easy translation. And he said it's a threshold from where the wonder of divine attraction can happen. And it's on this threshold where Vrinda Devi stands to get us, to have, let us have entrance into Vrindavan Dham. As you know, in our Tulasi Artik, we sing this. "My desire is that you will also grant me a residence in the pleasure groves of Sri Vrindavan. Thus, within my vision, I will always behold the beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. I request all of you now to take your V-bags. I hope you have them so that there is no so much commotion, but if you don't have, please obtain your V-bags. And we will now chant together. Please remember, we have reached the threshold. We have reached one of the entrance gates of Vrindavan Dham. We may be still a little bit outside of Vrindavan Dham in our consciousness, but Vrinda Devi can totally can take us. Let us start with this mantra. Please say it after me. My desire is that you will also grant me a residence in the pleasure groves of Sri Vrindavan Dham. A residence in the pleasure groves of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Thus within my vision, I will always behold the beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So please all stay here while you chant. Please don't walk around. When you are extremely overcome by brother's sleep due to a sufficient amounts of prasadam who are digested in your stomachs, you may go to the periphery of this sacred assembly and stand up, but please give us your chanting presence, and we will chant for some time. Now, please behold the beautiful scenery, and please really ask for the entry.
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasi Gaurabhakta.
Again, louder with everyone.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasi Gaurabhakta.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
But it's now I have a very important question to ask, and this will require your deep knowledge to answer. Look at the first verse of the Brindavyastak. What kind of flower is that in the English translation? Does anyone know what flower it is? Because it seems like the first letter is not present. Is it an L? No. And the type of flower is the friend of the... It's an L. Is that a...
Champak?
Same. Oh, yeah. So we will use the word banduka when we read this. Okay. Yes, now I understand. Okay, quiet down. No talking, please. Now what we're going to do is we're going to offer some prayers to Brinda Devi in this wonderful astak written by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And the way that we're going to do it is Maharaj will sing each sloka, and then all together will say the last line, Vrinde Namaste Sararara Vinda, and then I will read the English, and then we'll go to the second verse. I think it'll be clear. Now, I also would like to mention that this translation is by Baba Madhava Das. And Madhava Das is the Babaji Maharaj who gave this Vrindakund. He decided to donate it to ISKCON. Now, he came to ISKCON when he was very, very, very old, and it was near the end of his life. And he had spent his whole life wandering in Braja as a Babaji. And he knew everything. And he was the one who renovated and found Vrindakund. And his samadhi is, I'm not sure exactly where, but it's back this way, I believe. Now, the reason why he donated this to ISKCON, because it's quite rare in one sense for a Babaji to do that, because he concluded, after seeing Vraja, that the way and path of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura was correct. His path of preaching to obtain the mercy of Krishna, some extra mercy to make up for perhaps our lack of piety, and the path of taking shelter of the holy names. So that great soul, who had so much faith, practical realization of what Prabhupada was doing in the line of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he has translated these wonderful prayers by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur to Brinda Devi. So now, Maharaj, when you're ready.
Yuti divya vaso vrinde namaste charanaravinde.
Everyone, vrinde.
Vrinde namaste charanaravinde.
O Vrindadevi, I offer my respectful obeisances to your lotus feet. You are bathed in your own splendor, which defeats the effulgence of lightning and the golden champak flower. The luster of your transcendental garments is the friend of the banduka flower.
I think we can all sing this, no? In one voice.
In Badarodi Varamandahasya Nasagramutta Yuti Vipitasya Vipchitra Ratna Varahasriya De Vrinde Namaste Karana. Namaste Charanaravinda Vrinde Namaste Charanaravinda
Vrinde Namaste Charanaravinda.
O Vrindadevi, I offer my respectful obeisances to your lotus feet. Your face is illuminated by the splendor of the pearl decorating the tip of your nose, and by the extraordinary gentle smile on the two bimba fruits which are your lips. You are enriched by the beauty of the amazing and colorful jewels and ornaments you wear.
Namastavaikum gatilo manoshi Krishnasya Vrindavana Dhanyadami Dattadikane Vrishapanuputya Vrinde Namaste Charanaravinda Vrinde Namaste Charanaravinda Vrinde Namaste Charanaravinda Vrinde Namaste Charanaravinda Vrinde Namaste Charanaravinda
Vrinde Namaste Charanaravinda
O Vrinda Devi, I offer my respectful obeisances to your lotus feet. Srimati Radharani, the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, has made you the ruling monarch of Lord Krishna's opulent and auspicious abode of Vrindavan, which is the crest jewel of all the Vaikuntha planets.
Vrigala Birmanava Keli Kunja Matali Birbanti Bushyamana Vrinde Namaste Charanaravinda Vrinde Namaste Charanaravinda Vrinde Namaste Charanaravinda Charanaravinda
Vrinde Namaste Charanaravinda
O Vrinda Devi, I offer my respectful obeisances to your lotus feet. Because of your order, the groves where Lord Madhava performs his pastimes appear very splendid, decorated with blossoming flowers, bumblebees, deer, and other auspicious animals, flowers, and birds.
Vrinde Namaste Charanaravinda Vrinde Namaste Charanaravinda
Vrinde Namaste Charanaravinda
Vrinde Namaste Charanaravinda
Vrinde Namaste Charanaravinda
Vrinde Namaste Charanaravinda
Vrinde Namaste Charanaravinda
Vrinde Namaste Charanaravinda
O Vrinda Devi, I offer my respectful obeisances to your lotus feet. Who can describe your good fortune? You were the messenger who brought about the perfection of the amorous pastimes of Radha and Krishna, the youthful couple who enthusiastically sport in the groves of Vrindavan.
Rasa vilaso vasakrishya vrinda Vande Pari Sangrita Yoja Seva Lada Chapam Sakripaya Tayaya Vinde Namaste Charanaravinda Vinde Namaste Charanaravinda
Vinde Namaste Charanaravinda
Vinde Namaste Charanaravinda
Vinde Namaste Charanaravinda
Vinde Namaste Charanaravinda
O Vrinda Devi, I offer my respectful obeisances to your lotus feet. The living entities who attain the service of the lotus feet of your Lord reside in Vrindavan, and the desire to understand the Lord's amazing pastimes of the rasa dance is only by your mercy.
Vampirase sarvata tantra vidir lila vidana kila krishna shakti kavaya mudi sulanti milope vrinde namaste jagannaravinda vrinde namaste jagannaravinda Vrinde namaste charanaravinda Vrinde namaste charanaravinda Vrinde namaste charanaravinda
O Vrindadevi, I offer my respectful obeisances to your lotus feet. Those who have studied the Satvata Tantra glorify you. You are Lord Krishna's potency for performing pastimes, and you are known as Tulsi Devi in the human society.
Vrinde namaste charanaravinda Vrinde namaste charanaravinda
Vrinde namaste charanaravinda
Vrinde namaste charanaravinda
Vrinde namaste charanaravinda I offer my respectful obeisances to your lotus feet. Those who are devoid of devotion to Lord Hari, who are thrown by their offenses into the waves of lust and other inauspicious qualities, they may take shelter of you. Vrinde namaste charanaravinda
Vrinde namaste charanaravinda
O Vrindadevi, I offer my respectful obeisances to your lotus feet. Let a person who becomes like a bumblebee at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, and who reads or hears these eight verses describing the glories of Vrindadevi, may such a person eternally reside at Goloka Vrindavan. He attains devotional service in pure love of Godhead, and all his spiritual aspirations become fulfilled.
Vrinde namaste charanaravinda Vrinde namaste
charanaravinda
Dandeya dandeya tadibhivindi Rochi pravahatna vitaya bhande Panduka pandu liti divya vasko Vrinde namaste charanaravinda Vrinde namaste charanaravinda
8 verse 8
Bhakyavina parara lakshay
Siddhartha Kamari Saram Namade Vibhamaya Tvam Saranam Papana Vinde Namaste Saranam Vinde Namaste Saranam Vinde Vinde Namaste Saranam Vinde Vinde Namaste Saranam Vinde Vinde Namaste
In the olden days, when people, devotees, wanted to tell another that their condition was wretched and fallen, and before they would take shelter of that person, there were a few traditional things that they would do. We read of this when Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami approached Mahaprabhu in Ramakeli. They took some straw from the ground and placed it in their mouths. And sometimes Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes how they put a cloth around their necks very tightly. But in this day and age, those symbols of humility don't have much meaning. But they are the markings of beggars, someone who is truly in need, and therefore he has come to another to express his desire for mercy. Not desire for mercy, but his complete need for mercy. So here we are in the lap of Vrindadevi, and we want to get some mercy. Now, from what I've seen, it is very difficult to have some of the requirements, basically, at least for myself, to have some of the most basic requirements. Yes, I can take some grass even and put it in my mouth, and I can tie the cloth tightly around my neck, but my heart, due to offenses, has become tarasmasaram. It has become like the essence of stone, so covered by thick coatings of ignorance that no sincere desire comes to my heart. I'm quite satisfied on a certain level being a rock. But even such a person, as we just read, can get hope from Vrindadevi. This is a time, and for the remainder of our time here, is we have to learn the art of begging. And the prerequisites, in one sense, are very, very simple. And this was what Maharaj was speaking about this morning in a very, my opinion, powerful way, is that we have to increase our awareness of our lack, and we have to come to a platform of sincerity and have a spiritual desire that will move us forward. Now, the platform of sincerity is what I would like to speak about for a moment. All the great, great, great devotees have reached this platform of sincerity. Their platform of sincerity may be very high. Oh Lord. And I'll read two examples here by the greatest of all devotees. Srila Rupa Goswami. His platform of sincerity is of the highest order. But please listen to the mood that he's becoming a beggar in.
Virachayama itandam dinabandhu dayam va gatye yana bhavata kachit anya mamasti nipatatu shatakotil nimalang vanavambas tadapi kila payodaha Stuyate chatakena.
O Lord of the poor, do what you like with me. Give me either mercy or punishment. But in this world, I have none to look to except your lordship. The chataka bird always prays for the cloud, regardless of whether it showers rain or throws a thunderbolt. A complete giving of the self to Krishna. And calling him Dinbandhu, the Lord of the fallen, of the poor, because I am so poor and you are the friend of the poor. This is the mood of Rupa Goswami.
Prachinam bhajanam matulam dushkaram shrinvato me nayasena jivalati hridayam Bhakti lesha lasasya Vishva drichim Agahara tavakanya karunya vichim Asha bindukshitamidam Upetyantare Antashaityam.
I am very weak, and I am very lazy to do even the smallest devotional service. So when I hear
of the unequaled and difficult to perform services performed by the great devotees in ancient times, when I hear of what they did, my heart burns in despair. I feel hopeless. O Lord, O killer of Agasura, when I hear that your waves of mercy splash everyone from the demigod Brahma down to the most insignificant creature, then my heart becomes sprinkled with a cooling drop of hope. We should hold on tightly to the moods that Srila Rupa Goswami has expressed, and they will carry us so far beyond our small capacity. Narottama Das, such an exalted Vaishnava, that Mahaprabhu placed his own prema bhakti in the river. What river?
Padma.
Pado, as they say. Yeah. Padma. He placed his own prema bhakti in the Padma River for Narottama Das. This is how he thinks of himself. How can a wicked soul like myself attain service to the Lord? Me, wicked? I'm so much better than everyone else. Actually, Srila Jiva Goswami explains that pride in a devotee is due to offenses. How can a wicked soul like myself attain service to the Lord? I have no affection for the service of the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas. My mind remains merged in an unlimited world of illusion and has not developed even a drop of attachment for the association of Vaishnavas. I have forgotten myself in sense gratification and I have become blind. In the meantime, the witch Maya follows me everywhere, looking for a chance to place her noose around my neck. There seems to be no way I can become freed from her, other than the mercy of the saintly. There is nothing to help me conquer Maya. O Lord, you see no fault in anyone. You deliver even the most fallen. Please, O Lord, it is now time to save Narottama Das. My dear devotees. We should find a platform of sincerity and honesty for ourselves, that we can assess our actual condition, and this is the place to place that before the Lord, before Brindadevi, before the dust of Vrindavan, and ask for some assistance out of causeless mercy. We can ask, we cannot demand, but we can ask.
Thank you so much, Bodhidharma Prabhu, for your wonderful presentation. With this, we will now go into a minimum of 1 hour chanting. After 1 hour, that is at 3:30, we will have washed some of the conditioning from our eyes, and then we are fit for darshan. At 3:30 p.m., there is the darshan of Brindadevi in this temple, in the temple. Please all be there. And after the darshan, we will say goodbye to Vrindakund with a wonderful Tulsi Arati, which we will perform. Please use your time expediently in that 1 hour which you have now for concentrated chanting. You may chant here if you want to have the group energy, but you can also go to other places here in the property. Please stay on the property.
No talking other than chanting.
No talking other than chanting. And also for the hungry amongst us, we will have snacks. So you can go into to a designated area.
It'll be right over here.
Right behind the temple over there. Yes, please, I would suggest behind the temple so that it doesn't interfere with the chanting. And there, and then you can take a snack. This is an easy japa day for us where we put our feet in the water. You will need it. Don't think you won't need it because we will slowly prepare you for the 64 round day, and you need to now use the time to chant extra rounds in order to be fully cheerful in doing this. So let us not waste any more time. 3:30, everyone is back for the darshan, please. Use the time expediently for the hungry amongst us. There's nice snack, prasadam, and like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Bo.
Please, sincerely, honestly, quote the holy names with your desire.